lot of people waiting for that EPA decision on the renewable fuel standard volumes. And I know Governor Branstad had a fairly angry reaction about the delays in getting that announced. And how are you feeling about the EPA's delays on that?
Well, I'm still hopeful it'll be a good announcement. In fact, I guess, you know, the case is being made more and more every day that we can produce. There's certainly no shortage of crop out here to be able to supply the ethanol that we need. But we are talking an announcement about how much ethanol is to be used in 2014. We're past the halfway point of 2014. So even the ability for the market to react after this becomes more limited every day. It's just wrong to delay this. It's wrong not to have the right decision. We want the right decision in the end. If that is necessary to have more of a delay, then I suppose it's not the end of the world. But we're going to lose time in the ability to be able to put that right decision into practice if we don't have any time left this year to be able to get some extra blend. So it's obvious we need this industry to grow. I think we'll have no problem keeping our 10% or 14 billion gallon market out there. The real question is, will EPA continue to push that and let the RFS be that tool to allow market forces to let the industry grow? It's an odd thing to say we need a renewable fuel standard to let the markets work, but what we have on the other side is we have folks that don't want markets to work. Ethanol is being produced for $1 a gallon cheaper than gasoline. We need more of it, and the market normally would give us those signals that it wants to use more. But without an RFS, we're not going to get a chance for that to happen, and we have that potential problem of continuing to build corn stocks and seeing some real problem over time if we don't find increased uses, certainly exports, certainly livestock, but we need that renewable fuels market. It's just right in so many ways, and it's certainly even more obvious that it's right now than what it was 6 months ago.
Okay, and finally, the EPA's Clean Water Act rule is sure generating a lot of discussion out in the country, and the EPA folks say, you know, you don't have anything to worry about, and a lot of people aren't convinced.
They aren't, and a lot of folks have done a lot of work on it or not convinced. You know, I think there's a couple different angles. I don't know that the proposal itself changes a lot about the functionality in the country, because they're still going to allow folks to do things in kind of automatic permits of sorts. But we really are kind of coming at this from two different places. Ag didn't think they were required to get permits from EPA. EPA is saying, look how generous we are. We're claiming authority, and we're going to give you these blanket permits. But what ag sees is a reach in more authority and the opportunity in the future to change what they do around permitting. And we all thought they didn't have the authority to do that. So I think it's as much about authority, and so we each talk past each other a little bit, but ag is certainly not convinced that we want to give that authority to EPA, whether they're going to exercise it aggressively or not now. And EPA wants to remind us that they're not going to exercise it aggressively, and they always thought they had the authority. So this is a tension. I'm not sure how it's going to play out. I think at the end of the day, there's likely some of this goes to court to figure out exactly what does the Clean Water Act tell us EPA's authority is. I'm sure there'll be challenges either direction, but I'm sure that ag has the likelihood of challenging this, at least if it continues forward the way the EPA has laid it out.